Jimmy Coplick, Five Nation. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Morning.
Excellent. Very excited.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. I'm sure excited over the Oscars last night. Not.
Man, I'm stressed I was there, you know.
Yeah, really. But we have very exciting news here in Connecticut for sure. The Foo Fighters are coming to Connecticut, which is really something special. They are heading to the Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport on Tuesday, April 28th, and a special one-off show in front of their summer stadium tour. So it's going to be announced shortly, but we get the announcement first. And tickets go on sale Friday to the general public. Tomorrow is the Foo Fighters presale, which is their, I guess, their fan club. Also tomorrow is the city presale. Wednesday will be the Friends of Jimmy presale.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And then Friday is the general on sale. So it's the Foo Fighters Tuesday, April 28th, Total Mortgage Arena.
Nice. Unbelievable.
That's great.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When they called up and asked to play Bridgeport, all I said was yes. I'm there.
Okay.
There. I was afraid to ask too many questions.
Right. Right.
So I decided to just let it slide and say, okay, great. I didn't ask, is this because of the festival that you didn't play? I didn't ask why, how, who. You know, sometimes when you get a gift, you just accept it.
Exactly.
That's a great way to handle that.
Exactly, yes. Way to live, yep.
So I thought it would just be, yes, how do we do this? And we worked hard on it. And they asked to play Bridgeport. We didn't ask them. I mean, they could play Rentschler Field. They could sell out Rentschler Field if they wanted to play. And they could make millions of dollars. But instead, they're just going to come into Total Mortgage Arena.
I love it.
It's amazing.
How many people can be seated in Total Mortgage?
About 7,000.
That's really unbelievable. That's smaller than the New Haven Coliseum. It's smaller than Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
I will say they treat us very specially. They did play Toads last year.
Yeah.
And now they're playing Total Mortgage Arena.
They played the amphitheater, I believe. Was it year one or two?
Year two, they played the amphitheater.
Year two.
Yeah.
And they've never they haven't played a big room in my market in Connecticut yet. Come on, play a big room. But it's great seeing them in small rooms, that's for sure. Total Mortgage, it probably could be the last show because the rumor is that the hockey team's moving, so we'll see what happens.
Oh.
I've heard this rumor.
Yeah.
I know
so
you know more. And we can't go down that road right now?
I heard nothing.
No.
No. No. Okay.
But very excited about the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, same.
April 28th, Total Mortgage Arena.
Nice.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, Foo Fighters, Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport, Tuesday, April 28th. Tickets for the general public go on sale Friday. But there's a whole list of, you know, rollouts here. So Foo Fighter presale tomorrow, City Field, Citibank presale tomorrow, Friends of Jimmy Wednesday, and then general on sale on Friday.
Huh.
And that should sell out in minutes, correct?
I would think.
Yes, yeah. I would imagine it will sell out as quickly as they take. I used to say as soon as quickly as the tickets are printed, but they don't get print tickets anymore.
No,
so.
Even faster now.
Yeah, so it's even, you're right, it's even faster.
I know our friends over on Long Island will make the ferry. And you guys hold the, you have a late night ferry.
They got a ride,
for the concerts that get out. At the Amp, will you do the same for Total Mortgage Arena?
I will ask the arena to make the phone call. We make the phone call. Howard does it at the Amp and has great friendships with the guy who owns it. I'll ask Total Mortgage Arena to see if they can do the same thing.
Nice.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's cool.
You said there is a second announcement you'd like to make today.
Yes, actually, I teased it on my Facebook page. But yes, I saw Rod Stewart on Friday night, actually sat in my seat the whole show. And he's coming back to Bridgeport on Friday, August 7th at the Amp. And basically the same thing, pre-sales. That will be announced at 10 o'clock this morning to everybody else. But, of course, we hear it first here. So, and that's on August 7th, Friday. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
He looks great.
He does.
And I saw that you posted, you know, I very rarely sit down and watch an entire concert.
Yeah.
Now, were you doing that to watch Rod Stewart or that beautiful band that he has of beautiful women?
Well, I'll say it's actually, I love Rod Stewart. He's definitely in my top 10 of all time.
Right. But,
my girlfriend loves Rod Stewart, too, so maybe it was more because of her, too.
Yeah, right.
It was a little bit of everything.
Everybody's happy.
No, but I'm looking at that band. It reminded me of the Robert Palmer video.
Okay, yeah.
Addicted to Love with the girls playing the...
Yeah.
Like, wow,
well, he opened up with Addicted to Love.
Wow.
Who, Rod Stewart did?
Yes.
That's...
Whoa. And a picture of Robert Palmer behind him.
That's cool.
Oh, man, nice. That's so cool.
This guy knows what he's doing.
So you, you picked it right up, Chaz.
Yep.
Very nice. Yeah, I was like, I would watch, I would go to this show just to watch the band.
Yeah.
This is like,
girl,
wow.
Girl
guitarist. How did
guitarist?
They know what I was dreaming about?
His music?
Oh, they're all in heels.
Right.
Yeah. You know? They're all in heels and they're all blonde.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like his wife.
Nice.
Yeah, it was Rod Stewart was a great show. It really was great. 81 years old, he still got it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were a kid, you would like go over to your relative's house and you would see someone who's like 50?
Yeah.
And you'd say, wow, they're almost dead.
Right. They make the mothballs. Yeah.
You'd see them and it's like, wow, they're antique.
Right.
You know, 50 back then was like, man, you've just had such a life. It's like, pff, let me smoke my 3 packs of cigarettes a day and just
my whiskey
die.
For breakfast, yep.
Right.
And now it's like 81 and they're on stage.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger, this guy, Rod Stewart.
Still moving.
It's really unbelievable. Bruce Springsteen's in the 70s,
yeah.
Right?
Paul McCartney
is still performing. It's bananas.
I'm working on Ringo Starr right now. He's going to be 85 if I get this show.
Really?
Piece of
and
love.
Where would you put that show?
Oakdale.
What?
Nice.
Yeah, working on Oakdale.
You know, I saw Ringo at Oakdale. You're not going to get a better night.
Right.
They play, you know, he plays all those songs, and then, you know, whoever's in the band, they play songs from them. You will hear more hit
like memories,
songs that night than you'll hear in any other concert.
That's cool.
Holy crap.
And he'll be 85, and he can still do jumping jacks.
Yeah.
You know, back when those artists in the 60s came around, they were looking at, what's the longevity of an artist? And you looked at Elvis, and it was like, okay, it's probably a 5 or 6 year span where you're something. And then the Beatles come along, they put out all these albums, and it was 6 years, and they disbanded. But then you see the Rolling Stones go on for multiple decades,
seriously.
All these other bands, multiple
centuries,
decades.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Not centuries.
Yeah. They're not
vampires. Looks like it for some of them.
Yeah, you know, Beethoven.
Yeah.
Centuries.
Yeah. Right. It's just unbelievable.
Yep.
I'm working on Beethoven. I want to bring him in.
Let's bring him back. All right. So just recapping here. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. The Foo Fighters coming back to Connecticut. Total Mortgage Arena, Bridgeport, April 28th. It's a Tuesday night. General sale happens Friday. But the rollout begins tomorrow with the Foo Fighters presale and the Citibank presale and then the Friends of Jimmy presale on Wednesday and then the general presale on Friday. It's a 7,000-seat arena after they perform that, because it's a one-off show. They go on to play for 80,000 people plus every single night.
Yeah.
So where else are you going to get a chance to see them?
Intimate.
And you're right, Jimmy. Yep. They like Connecticut.
They
played the Amp.
Yep.
That's what, 5,000, 7,000, depending on the seating arrangement, right?
5,700 seats.
Yeah.
57. They played Toad's Place.
Right.
1,000 seats.
And now, Total Mortgage.
That's awesome.
Arena. Yeah, it's something. He likes you. Dave Grohl likes you.
Yeah, he does. You can tell.
We get treated very special by Dave. No question about it. We're lucky in Connecticut.
Well, congratulations and thank you. We're
thank
so
you.
Lucky to have Jimmy Coplick in Connecticut.
Absolutely.
None of this
would
happen, by the way.
It's true. Yeah.
So we're very fortunate. And thank you for making the announcement here.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy.
My pleasure, guys. Speak to you on Thursday.
All right. Yes, Thursday.
Sounds